I could go in business during the day, couldn't I? On an 0898 number. Women, your ultimate fact, talk live to your ultimate dream boy.
Well, joining me now is leader of the Labour Party, Tony Blair. Mr. Blair, you're in real trouble.
Yes, it doesn't quite sound it from the ferocity of the attacks on me by my opponents.
The problem is, she says, that women don't look after their husbands or children properly.
Oh, dear. I've got all hot again. You know, it's 2 days in a row you've got me all hot.
Oh, I know. Oh, honestly.
BBC Solent, The Late Show till midnight, the South's biggest radio audience every day, thanks to you. Now, just four decades ago, in the 1950s, marriage was remarkably stable. In 1953, for example, less than one in ten marriages ended in divorce. Latest figures just released this week estimate that 40% of marriages, 40% in the 90s, will end in failure. And much of the fault, according to a well-known woman, and I'll tell you who she is later, is women themselves. The problem is, she says, that women don't look after their husbands or children properly. When a husband gets home from work, she says, the wives go on and on and on at them, so it's not surprising, she says, that the man runs off with someone else. She goes on to say the greatest career a woman can have is to look after her home, her husband, and her children. Do you agree with her? 01703 631 316. Or don't you agree with her? Men, I sometimes feel nowadays, don't know where they stand. We hear this phrase, the new man. We're always hearing the new man, who is the house husband, for example. The new man who will do the washing up a little bit more than they used to. The new man who will be at the birth of their baby. We don't hear about the new woman. We hear about women who are now looking for the same career options and career opportunities as men. 01703 631 316. The problem with women nowadays.
People have got now a mainstream majority Labour Party back, a coherent alternative to the Conservatives, and I think that's good news for British politics.
Now, you lost overall control of Southampton. One of your councillors defected to the Liberal Democrats, Mary Key. Now, the Liberal Democrats say that's a symbol of their momentum. How are you going to stop that momentum?
I think that happened in the aftermath of the Eastleigh by-election, and a lot has changed since then. I also believe that if you look at what Labour's offering to Southampton, then you see the policies, for example, for the new stadium for the Saints, for the regeneration of the inner city.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. 9:07, and we haven't even started the programme, and Pam
is
getting at me.
I am a bit.
It's one of those mornings I can't do anything right.
It's like being married, really. I've been natter, haven't
it
I?
It is. I haven't done anything right, and I've only just got up.
You're right, you haven't done anything right.
Welcome to Sunday Scene. It's Jean-Paul and Pam Gillard here with you until midday today. In just a moment, we'll have the Solent International Location Quiz. We're going to take you away from all the fog, all the misery, all the boring weather we have over here to somewhere which is romantic, sexy and warm.
Is it?
But where it is.
Ooh.
I'll give you the first clue after this from Cher, a new song, One by One.
I could go in business during the day, couldn't I? On an 0898 number. Women, your ultimate fact, talk live to your ultimate dream boy. Only 48 pence per minute.
Right.
And if you're good, I'll come round. I could do that, I could make some money.
Or you'll come and watch.
Yeah, I'll come and watch. Help you. Oh, dear. I've got all hot again. You know, it's 2 days in a row you've got me all hot.
Oh, I know. Oh, honestly.